Yeah, hi, I'm an addict. My name is Easy. You know, first I want to thank God, right? Before I do anything else, I want to thank God for just waking up, period. You understand what I'm saying? And then second, for being clean. You know, I started this journey with a lot of guys. And like, they ain't here. Right? So I just have to thank God just to be alive, to still be here. You know, thanks for sharing. You know, I think we're going to have to get the rights to this, you know, CD, because we might get a bestseller here. You know what I'm saying? But you were the opening act and put my thing on it. You know, we might make some money on this thing. You know?
There you go.
I know what I'm feeling. I'm always nervous. Because I don't have like a game plan. You know, I never have a game plan when I come. I just come, pray, ask God to use me as the vehicle, you know, to carry the message to the addict that still suffers, to give somebody a just maybe. I ain't here for a whole lot. I just want to give one person a just maybe. You understand what I'm saying? A just maybe. That's all we got to do. When he shared, right, I'm so glad for the choices that I made. I don't know about y'all. After getting here. The choices that I made after getting here. Because a lot of us get blessed to get here. Then we make choices, right? And we're not allowed to stay because of the choices that we make. I was blessed to come to Duncanville and do their convention. And the young lady that asked me to come, I got home a couple months later. She relapsed and blew her brains out. You understand what I'm saying? You know, so the choices that we make. You know, I shared out a men's group the other night, man, and I'm looking at this dude, right? I'm saying, damn, I know this cat, right? I'm looking at him, man, and he walking funny, right? I'm saying, why are you walking like that? And when he sat down next to me, he said, yeah, I was in Rackers Island, you know, and I relapsed. You know, and while I was in Rackers Island, they had to cut my leg off. And you know, I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like so glad, right, that I listened when I got here. You understand what I'm saying? Because I came here a bum. I don't got no glamorous story. I ain't no Nicky Barnes. None of that, all right? I was a customer. You know, I don't know about y'all. I can go back, you know, when we sold weed, but in the end, you know, because, you know, guys in my area, when I got clean, they had glamorous fucking stories, man. You know, they knew this, they knew that, they had packages flipping this and flipping that, and I had to keep listening, man, because I wanted to see where the customers was. You know, I was a customer, man. I was the guy that, you know, that when they said, we don't take change, you know, I was that dude, you know. And I was the dude that had to cash in tokens to get a hit. And I'm going with change. They say, after I spent 400, right? I done spent 400 with this motherfucker. But I get there with the tokens and with the change. And dude said, no, we don't take no change, man. And now you got to go to all the bodegas to try to cash in the motherfucking change to go back to dude. Dude ain't there. So you stick it in the hole anyway. And you get beat. So they asked me to share on Who's an Addict. I love this chapter. This is a really, really good chapter for me, man. Because he was sharing, you know, about stuff and then picking up. Because a lot of us, you know, come in here, put drugs down on me, thinking we got away and shit, you know. And you need to know the game has just begun. You know, because I'm a firm believer. This chapter talks about that the drug didn't fuck me up. I was fucked up on my way to the drug. You know, that's what this chapter talks about. You understand what I'm saying? So it lets me know that, like, just because the drugs is gone, don't believe, you know, that same problem ain't still there. You know, it's a lot of work. You know, it's a lot of work. If you know, if you here and you ain't ready to work, I'm sorry. You can't cheat this one. Yeah, because my whole life, I come from Bed-Stuy. We always had a game, a plan, a manipulation. We could cheat a whole lot of shit. I used to put oregano and glue together, right? Go to Wall Street and sell pounds. Yeah, that's where I come from. I know how to put oregano with Elmer's glue and make a block out of it and sell it to a motherfucker. That's the stuff I learned how to do, you know, where I come from, man. You understand what I'm saying? But when I came in here, you said you couldn't cheat. Couldn't cheat. So if you're here and you knew, you know, welcome. Welcome. Get ready for the work. But you don't have to work if you don't really want to stay. You know, if you're just visiting. You know? Yeah, cause listen. There was another guy in the men's joint I did the other night. We came in the same time. He said, I got 17 months. Christmas, I have 25 years. We came in the same time. I'm not clapping for clear. I'm trying to explain something about the choices you make once you get here. You know, once you bless, you know, you don't get this because of drug use. You don't get to Narcotic Anonymous because you use drugs. How many motherfuckers I use drugs with? Play two, take two and pass? You know, that's the shit we was doing in the hallway. Take two and pass, hold it in to the joint, get back to you, you know. That's the shit we did, you know? And listen, dude ain't here. Dude ain't here. Dude on this side ain't here either. There ain't many people I can mention that I got high and grew up with that's here. No, I know I get here only because of grace, only because of blessing. He had to come get me. Sometimes I say, why you come get me? Why you come get me? Because he had a job for me. He had a job for me. Y'all come to me 3-4 years later and say, yo, I heard you share. I'm still clean today because of that. I had a white boy out of Ohio. Right? White boy out of Ohio, right? Motherfucker called me and said, yo, easy. He said, I heard your story. He got his own business now. All because of me just sharing my experience, strength, and hope. I don't come here to tell y'all what to do. I just come share my experience, strength, and hope, and maybe you might get something out of it and make some choices. That's why I be nervous when I share, because I understand that people make choices based on what you say at this podium. So, you know, this ain't about that tell your story all the time shit and trying to impress a motherfucker. You need to be careful what you share out here, because people are new and they trying to, you know, manipulate their way through this thing, and they hear you share something, and if that shit ain't real, don't share it. Don't share it, because people are going to use the information that you give them and get out of here and try to make the decisions and the choices that they need to make to better their life. And when I got here, I'm so glad that I listened, man. I had to listen, man. I had to watch guys, and I had to listen, man. And I had to imitate, and I shared a lot of stuff that people didn't like. And you know, I know a lot of people ain't too happy about my situation today, because I shared exactly where I was going and I went there. Yeah. I shared exactly where I was going, and you know what? I went there. Because I wasn't scared no more. This program gave me heart, man. You understand what I'm saying? It allowed me to do some things that I was always afraid to do. Step out there. Take the chance. Do it. You can do it. Step out there, get your life back, take your life back. I didn't get clean. You know, it talks about most of us didn't even want to stop using. We just wanted the absence of the pain. You know, that's what it talks about in that chapter. We really don't want to stop using. We just want the pain to stop. They say in order for the pain to stop, you got to put that shit down. And I don't even know if I wanted the pain to stop. I just want to stop being a bum. I'm 15. I get my clothes made. I'm 17. I got a brand new car. All my clothes is made. I'm wearing beavers and gators and all this kind of shit. I look up, I'm a bum. Sleeping on a train. Shitting up against the wall, wiping my ass with newspaper. There's nothing glamorous about my story. Little stems, matches, and no crack. Motherfucker be selling all them glamorous stories, but you got to keep coming to realize your real story. Tell the real story. Tell the real story about the long table with the candle wax on it. Tell the real story about the milk crates that you sat around and cleaned stems, watched the door, and hoped. Yeah, that's all you did. 90% of the time was sitting at the table, cleaning your stem, watching the door, and hope. A motherfucker that still had a job would possibly... Look, just possibly come through and send me the cop. That's my story, man. And I got here, man. I got blessed, man. Talking about when you find this place. I ain't find this place. I wasn't looking, man. God blessed me to find y'all, man. Show me. There's people walk by meetings every day. You got to be formally introduced to find out what's going on here. You can walk by that shit all day. People that's using walk by that shit, you know what they think NA mean? Nah. That's all it means to them. I'm telling you the truth. I need to share my story. The meeting was across the street from my house. The meeting was called Hugs, Not Drugs. The meeting, the sign was right there. Chip was over there. Chip chaired the meeting. Chip was cock diesel. I said Chip had to just come home. Motherfuckers wasn't going to the gym back then. Listen. Ain't nobody was lifting shit back then. Only way a motherfucker had muscles back then, he had to just come home. You know? Chip ain't saying shit to me about no meeting. Yeah, it's everywhere now, but back then it was a well-kept secret. Yeah, that's what it was. It was a well-kept secret. You had to be formally introduced to this program. Somebody had to come get you and bring you into the meeting and sit you down and show you what we're doing and where we at. I'm so glad to be here, man. I live a life beyond my wildest dreams, man. You know, I haven't been here in a while, man. You know, because of my daughter. You know, because we talk about growing up in here. You know, my daughter played basketball. And she playing, like, right now. And we had planned this convention, you know, me and my wife. But what happened is her schedule wasn't out. Then her schedule came up. And you know, so she playing in Boston right now. So, you know what? We made the decision, you know, they asked me to share, so I came to share. You know, I came to give that newcomer, or maybe that guy that's sitting there that's still suffering, because you can be here a long time, you know, and still be suffering, you know, because you don't want to adhere to the program and the principles of Narcotic Anonymous. You know, I'm not coming here to try to be no perfect individual. I'm coming here to get better. And when I first got clean, I thought I had to be this perfect individual. And a lot of time I asked God, why do you still got me sharing? Because I got a whole lot of can't stops.
I understand.
Now, I don't know about y'all. I got some can't stops. But one thing I do got, I'm not like some of y'all. See, it's a motherfucker when you got a can't stop and you can't tell. Yeah. See, the only thing about my can't stops, I do this thing right here, is giving me the ability to tell. To tell, so I've been getting better in a whole lot of areas. Whole lot of areas, man. You know, it's a choice you gotta make in this program that we talk about, man. You're gonna grow old, definitely. Definitely. But it's a choice you gotta make to grow up. You gotta make a choice to grow up, man. You know, and Who's an Addict, man? You know, I've been reading this thing a lot, right? And it talked about the what ifs, the ifs only. And the one more times, you know, and the shit that go on my mind, if I do it this way, if I do it that way, you know, there's no right way to do the wrong thing. You know, you're going to just have to put that shit down, come in here, and you ain't got to catch up, but you definitely got to try to catch on. Because if you ain't got more clean time than me now, you never will. You never will. No, I'm not leaving. But no matter, listen, I done seen the evidence of leaving here. You know, I seen the evidence of leaving here. I ain't the one that's going to pick up and kill myself. I ain't that one. I'm the one that's going to pick up and suffer. That's what's going to happen to me, because, you know, disease don't treat me good enough to kill me. It'll make me suffer. You know, it'll make me start shitting up against the wall again. You know, eating at soup kitchens, wiping my ass with newspaper. That's what's going to happen to me. All my shit going to be gone the first day. I don't know how y'all get high. Listen, when I get high, I don't stop. Look, when I look around, ain't shit around me worth $5. You know? Yeah, that's how I got high, you know? So I come here, man. I come here, man, and, you know, and I practice the program to the best of my ability. You know, you get information when you get here, right? And people always say, how you living? You know, I see people saying, how you living? You know, I could care less than a fuck how you living. You understand what I'm saying? Because when you die by your motherfucking self. You know, my sponsors, you know, I thank God for sponsorship, because he keep me in touch with, how's your conscience? How's your conscience? Because what one person could do, the other one might can't do. So I know that I got to answer to only one person. You know, I used to be in here, and I used to say, you know, I want to see how they live. I want to see how they live. Fuck how they live and get the information. Get the information, because some people have information that they ain't even using.
Yes, sir.
They ain't even using some. There's some good information here that some people got. And what happened with me, they gave me some good information, right? And I took the information and I applied. And it talked about only through understanding and application. So a lot of them understood it, but they wasn't applying nothing. So they gave me the information. I put it in my life and I applied it. Right now I live a life beyond my wildest dreams. Look, I ain't never had it so good. I ain't going to lie. I had more money when I was 17. But what the program has taught me is giving me the ability to cope and not cop. You know, so through the keep coming back process, I've been able to like change my life, man. You know, I got like 15 employees. Listen, you hear my story? I just sit up against the wall, wipe my ass with newspaper. I got 3 or 4 trucks. You know, I got a house, man. My house on the fucking mountain. When I wake up, people come to my house, they be thinking they're at rehab and shit. You know, sometimes you need to share the successes, man. Look, don't look at the chain. I wear the chain for the new guy. That's why I wear the chain. I can't wear it where the fuck I live. They would kill my ass. Right? I wear it for the new guy. Because listen, he's sitting there, he's thinking, he's watching me. I said, just maybe. Yeah, just maybe if I stay clean, I get one of them chains that motherfucker had. Yeah? Listen, I'm telling you, I don't know what attracted y'all to the point. I'm talking about what attracted me. Guys had on matching shit. Look, simple stuff. Guys had matching shit. That shit was clean, white shirt, white sneakers. You understand what I'm saying? 2 or 3 chains on. Back then we had beepers and shit. You know, and headphones on. You know, that's how we got clean. All that kind of stuff attracted me. I don't know about y'all. I got clean because I wanted to get my shit back. Nothing else, nothing spiritual. All that shit came later. You know? All that shit came later. I got clean. I want to stop being a bum. Stop waking up with lint in my pocket and get my shit back. You know, and as a direct result of coming back to the program in Narcotics Anonymous, not only did I get my shit back, I got a life beyond my wildest dream. If I would have wrote down what I would have wanted when I got here, I would have shortchanged myself real bad, because when I got here, you could have gave me a sandwich and somewhere to lay down, and I'd have been good. Listen, that's what I wanted. I don't know what you wanted when you got here. I'm talking about me. Some you live to say, who's the nice? Some of y'all was smoking weed, the seed popped, put a hole in your pants, and you made a meeting. That ain't my story. No, that's what it says in Who's an Addict. And in Who's an Addict, talk about our disease taking off when we got that money. Read it. Read it. When we got that money, when there was a lot of shit on the table. Disease took off. It's talked about we don't look at the user, we look at the stockman, because we can stop every now and then and get a haircut. Yeah, I used to stop every now and then and get a haircut. Then the disease said, you know, $10 you spend on a motherfucking haircut. Yeah, because I'm talking about the Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. I used to be able to run around, get an outfit, get a haircut, boom, and pretend like I ain't smoking. Don't tell me, I ain't by myself. I grew up with some dudes, man, we was clean. So I get a haircut, and I get an outfit, and I go around, I hang out, and I play CeeLo, and I talk shit, and I sell weed in the day, and I smoke crack in the house at night. And I did it for as hard as I can. And then I used to go shopping, and I used to buy shit. And the Z said, don't even take that out the bag. So he told me, I said, I know you want to wear that outfit or them sneakers, but don't even take it out the bag. Take a hit first. Then I wake up the next day, go down to the corner, and dude got my sneakers on. I might have paid 60, he paid 5. That's what Who's an Addict talk about, man. What if the ifs only in just one more time? Look, I'm good. You know, I want to thank this committee. I've did this thing about 10 times, man. I believe I did this about 10 times. They continue to call me. You know, and I'm grateful. You know, it's something to be called the first time, to be asked to come back. You know, it's a big thing. You know, and they constantly ask me to come back. And I've been in Texas 3 or 4 times. You know, they treat the hospitality down there is off the hook. They treated me like a king. They met me at the airport because it was hotter than a motherfucker down there. Okay? Don't get it twisted. The motherfucker had new vans with the air conditioner in. They put me right in the air conditioning van. They knew what to do, man. They knew what to do. If you knew and you just coming around, man, welcome, man. This convention now is off the fucking meter. You know, this is the biggest East Coast convention I believe there is. You know, and if this is your first convention, you're in for a treat. You are definitely in for a treat, man. You know, I love Narcotic Anonymous, man. I love the life that I live. Then the life that I live, I don't have enough time. But I just need to say everything I got through the program of Narcotic Anonymous. I don't take credit for nothing. All I did, I try to share my experience, my strengths, and my hope. I don't get up here telling you what you need to do because I have no ideas. The literature, I believe in the literature. It tells us nobody in here can tell us about the experience that some of us are going to experience in life. I don't know what you need to do with that girl. I don't know what you need to do with that guy. Because a lot of us want to tell people what to do in their life because it worked in our life. That don't mean it's going to work in their life. You share your experience of chasing hope and give them the opportunity to make the choice. Don't tell nobody like what to do in here. I think I'm like running out of time, so I'm going to wind down real quick. It's good to be sharing, man. It's good. I don't do this like I used to, man. No, I can't. I could and neglect my daughter. You understand what I'm saying? I could. I see some of y'all do it, but I don't want to share about you. I want to share about me. I'd rather watch my daughter play basketball than to share. You know, I'd rather. Because, you know, I want to share this, then I'm going to shut up. I used them drugs a long time. Hard, right? My daughter was playing this game, right? And they was down, I think, 3 points. And they was down 2. And they give it to my daughter. Right? No, they didn't give it to her. She got the put back. She put it back in. She got fouled. She go to the line and she hit the free throw. And she win the game. And the feeling that I got, right, was like a feeling that I was trying to get through drugs. For such a long fucking time. And I never got it. And she gave it to me, and she continues to give it to me. So if you knew, welcome, man. You know, I cry because I'm so grateful. I'm so glad that like I did what they told me to do. You know, people gonna tell you what to do. They're gonna give you the right information, man. And believe me, if they got more time than you, then they already been through it, and they're telling you the right thing. But a lot of us want to look at old people with more time and shit on them. And don't understand that what you're getting ready to go through, a lot of us have already been through. I'm going to say one more thing. It talked about, I just came to me. It talked about why we were using, right? When we picked up crack, I just need to share that. There was no results. There was no results. When we picked up crack, there was no results. There was nobody you could look at walking the street backwards. There was nobody you could look at that was homeless. We did not know what was going to happen. We did it sociably. It didn't show us the disaster that was coming. One thing about this disease, it lets you feel good all the way there, but it won't show you where you're going. Thanks for letting me share.